Earlier this week, we aired a report on methamphetamine use among gay men. Among the listener response we got was an email from Steve Patera of Chattanooga, Tennessee. He urged us to look into another story, the spread of methamphetamine use and production in the rural Southeast. He wrote, "Our burn units here in Tennessee are filled with victims of the manufacture of meth." So we called Dr. Jeffrey Guy, director of the Vanderbilt Regional Burn Center in Nashville. He said that right now there are 20 patients in his burn center, and the staff suspects that 7 of them were injured in meth labs.
Typically, we have about 25% to 30% of our patients have meth-related burns.
And burned how? What happened?
Well, as you know, in the production of methamphetamine, the chemicals used are highly volatile, and the conditions are very poor, and often the wrong circumstances create an explosive situation. So it'll be common where you'll have a building explode, or you'll have seemingly even minor burns, but you can have a burn from a burned hand to somebody who's burned 80, 90, and even 100% total body surface area.
Is this situation unusual? If I were to call a half a dozen burn units throughout the Southeast United States or really elsewhere in the country, would I find similar numbers?
Well, there's geographic variability. Tennessee is number 2 in the country for meth labs. Methamphetamine to burn units has become very similar to drunk driving for emergency rooms or trauma centers. Not a night goes by where we're talking to an emergency room physician about a burn patient, and it's always the question, is this a methamphetamine-related burn?
And what does this mean for the burn units then?
Well, it's a financial hardship. I mean, you can imagine that, you know, you're basically talking about hospital bills of $500,000 to $1.5 million per patient. And this is an unfunded or underfunded patient population, which means that burn centers now are basically having to deal with this hardship of providing millions of dollars of health care without a chance of reimbursement. And I think it really threatens the longevity of a lot of the burn units in this country.
Tell us about the patients. Do they generally fit a profile?
Well, the vast majority are typically young males between 18 and 35 years of age. More and more, though, we're seeing kind of this hybrid where it's kind of a family operation. We've even seen entire families involved where you've got children in the household with critical burns.
And critical burns, I imagine, chemical burns. So these are very hard burns to treat.
Well, there's chemical burns, there's the thermal burns, and there's the other element of that's the inhalation of toxic fumes. The fumes from making methamphetamine are pretty powerful and pretty richly organic, and a lot of the times what will happen is people making these labs will basically line the lab or their house with plastic so these fumes don't get out. And then you have an explosion, and that lining of the house, that plastic, then shrinks in the heat, and you get people basically entombed in this heat-shrunk plastic. And the patients are coming, and you're literally chiseling off this plastic off of their bodies to get to them.
The state of Tennessee just had a conference on this issue, and they say it's a big problem with no real end in sight, no clear solution. So what are you doing to gird yourself for the future?
Well, part of it is just the education with public officials and policymakers as to what a problem is. I think that the large portion of the public and up to recently policymakers have seen this as a problem just as far as drug enforcement and have seen this as a problem of people addicted to a medication or addicted to a drug. These people are in the gutter, and if they kill themselves doing it, that's okay. It's not going to affect me and my bedroom community. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, these people are having an impact on our healthcare system. They're jeopardizing hospitals as far as their longevity and financial stability. People are getting addicted to this medication, and people are getting hurt making this medication. And there could be a lot of collateral damage.
Dr. Guy, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for your invitation.
Dr. Jeffrey Guy is the director of the Vanderbilt Regional Burn Center in Nashville. He joined us from WDIY in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.